Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be diving into bacterial DNA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you've sent us a whole bunch of course notes and articles, some really dense stuff.
But some fascinating stuff in there.
Yeah. But don't worry, we're going to extract the coolest bits just for you.
That's right. We're going to break it down.
Yeah. And I mean, you already know the basics of bacterial DNA. You know the difference between a chromosome and a plasmid.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm wondering, are there other forms of DNA kind of lurking inside these tiny cells?
Of course, yeah. So we've got the chromosomes, which are like the main instruction manuals, and then we have the plasmids, which are like the little genetic sidekicks. But we also have things called transposons, which are these little snippets of DNA that can actually jump around.
Whoa, wait. DNA that jumps around?
Yeah, like imagine them as like independent agents hopping between chromosomes, plasmids, even sometimes hitching a ride to other bacteria.
That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It really does. And they can carry genes with them, including, you know, those pesky antibiotic resistance genes. So their mobility makes them major players in bacterial evolution, constantly shuffling that genetic deck.
So it's not just about the genes themselves, but also how they move and rearrange?
Exactly. It's a dynamic process for sure.
Wow. That adds like a whole nother layer of complexity to bacterial evolution.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of evolution, let's talk about mutations. You know, we often hear about mutations in a negative light.
Right.
But they're not always bad. They're simply changes in that DNA sequence, like typos in the genetic code.
Yeah. I can see how a typo could be disastrous in some cases. But could you maybe give us an example of a beneficial mutation in bacteria?
Absolutely. Imagine a bacterium with a mutation that alters the shape of its ribosome.
Okay.
This seemingly small change could prevent certain antibiotics from binding, you know, making the bacterium resistant to that drug.
Oh, I see. So even a single letter change in the DNA code can have a huge impact on the bacterium's survival.
Precisely. And this is how antibiotic resistance can emerge and spread so rapidly, you know? It's a constant evolutionary arms race.
It's crazy. And then we have recombination, where bacteria can swap genes like trading cards. It's not just about individual mutations anymore. It's about sharing genetic information.
Exactly. They have these incredible mechanisms for exchanging chunks of DNA. Think of conjugation, where bacteria connect via a pilus and transfer plasmids. It's like a direct line for sharing that genetic material.
That's fascinating. So a bacterium can pick up a plasmid with an antibiotic resistance gene and pass it on to its buddies, even if they're from different species.
Yeah, it's like a bacterial network sharing information on how to outsmart our drugs.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just conjugation. There's also transformation, where bacteria can scavenge DNA from their surroundings.
So even dead bacteria can contribute to the spread of antibiotic resistance.
Exactly. They release their DNA into the environment, and other bacteria can pick it up and incorporate it into their own genomes. It's a reminder that these microscopic organisms are constantly evolving and adapting.
That's crazy. And then there's transduction, where viruses act as these couriers, ferrying DNA between bacteria.
You got it. Bacteriophages, viruses that infect bacteria, they can accidentally package bacterial DNA into their viral particles. And when they infect a new bacterium, they can deliver this foreign DNA, potentially introducing new traits.
It's mind-blowing how bacteria have all these different ways to share genetic information.
It is. It really highlights their incredible adaptability and resilience.
Yeah. Speaking of getting hands-on with DNA, your notes mention how scientists purify bacterial DNA for analysis. Like, what's the overall goal of this purification process?
It's all about isolating the DNA from the cellular clutter. Imagine trying to study a single ingredient in a complex recipe.
Yeah.
You need to separate it from all the other ingredients to analyze it properly.
So it's like sifting for gold nuggets, separating the valuable DNA from the cellular debris.
Exactly. And there are different techniques for doing this, each with its pros and cons, but the fundamental principle is the same, separating that DNA from everything else.
That makes sense. So once we have this purified DNA, what can we do with it? How do scientists actually analyze it?
Well, now that we have that purified DNA, we can really start digging into the information it holds. One of the most powerful techniques is DNA sequencing. It's like reading the blueprint of life itself.
DNA sequencing. That sounds super high tech. Is it like having a tiny robot read out the letters of the DNA code?
Not quite a robot, but it's pretty amazing technology. Essentially, we use sophisticated methods to determine the exact order of those DNA building blocks, those A's, T's, C's, and G's.
Oh, okay. And I remember from those articles you sent me, there are different types of sequencing.
Right.
Like something about Sanger sequencing and next generation sequencing.
You've got a good memory. Sanger sequencing is like reading a short paragraph of the DNA code. It's great for targeting specific genes or shorter DNA fragments.
Okay.
Whereas next generation sequencing can handle massive amounts of DNA.
So it's like reading an entire library.
Exactly. Next generation sequencing has revolutionized the field, allowing us to sequence entire bacterial genomes quickly and affordably.
Wow. So we've gone from deciphering short snippets to reading whole genomes. That must generate a ton of data.
You can say that again. That's where bioinformatics comes in. It's a whole field dedicated to analyzing and making sense of this data deluge.
Bioinformatics.
Yeah.
It's like detective work, right? Using computer power to crack the code hidden within the DNA sequences.
Absolutely. Bioinformatics tools help us compare sequences, identify genes, predict protein structures, and so much more.
So we've got these powerful sequencing technologies and sophisticated bioinformatics tools.
Right.
Can you maybe walk us through some specific examples of how this all comes together?
Sure. Let's say we've sequenced the genome of a newly discovered bacterium. One of the first things we might do is use a tool like BLAST.
BLAST. What's that? Some kind of DNA search engine.
You got it. BLAST stands for Basic Local Alignment Search Tool. It's like a Google search for DNA sequences.
Oh, okay. So I could plug in a sequence from our mystery bacterium and see if it matches anything in a database of known sequences.
Exactly. BLAST will tell you if there are similar sequences out there, giving you clues about the bacterium's identity, its potential functions, and its evolutionary relationships.
So BLAST helps us put this new bacterium on the bacterial family tree, so to speak.
That's one way to think about it. And then we have tools like XPSI Translate.
XPSI Translate. That sounds familiar. Didn't we come across that in those research papers?
Yes. XPSI Translate helps us understand what those DNA sequences actually do. Remember, DNA contains the instructions for building proteins, the workhorses of the cell.
Right. Proteins carry out all sorts of essential tasks in the cell.
Exactly. And XPSI Translate helps us decipher that protein building code. We can take a DNA sequence, plug it into the tool, and it predicts the amino acid sequence of the corresponding protein.
So we can see what kind of protein a particular gene is making.
Precisely. It's a crucial step in understanding gene function. And by analyzing the proteins a bacterium produces, we can gain insights into its lifestyle, its metabolic capabilities, and even its potential for causing disease.
Wow. It's amazing how we can go from raw DNA sequence data to these deeper insights into the inner workings of a bacterium.
It really is a remarkable journey of discovery, and the more we learn about bacterial DNA, the more we appreciate the complexity and adaptability of these tiny organisms.
Yeah. Okay, so we've covered DNA purification, sequencing technologies, and powerful bioinformatics tools.
Right.
But how does this all connect back to the bigger picture of bacteria and their impact on our world?
That's where things get really interesting, because understanding bacterial DNA is not just an academic exercise. It has profound implications for human health, the environment, and even the future of biotechnology.
All right, so we've explored the nuts and bolts of bacterial DNA, you know, from chromosomes and plasmids to those jumping genes.
Yeah, the transposons.
Transposons, right. And we've even touched on those powerful tools like DNA sequencing and BLAST. But how does all this knowledge actually translate into real-world applications?
Well, one area where understanding bacterial DNA is absolutely crucial is in tackling the growing threat of antibiotic resistance.
Right. That's a major global health challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And we've discussed how bacteria can evolve resistance and share those genes. But how does this actually play out, you know, in a clinical setting?
Well, imagine a patient with a bacterial infection.
Okay.
They're prescribed an antibiotic, which initially seems to work.
Right.
But within that population of bacteria, there might be a few individuals with a slight genetic advantage, you know, a mutation or a resistance gene that allows them to survive the antibiotic onslaught.
So it's like natural selection at a microscopic level.
Exactly. The fittest bacteria survive and multiply. Those resistant bacteria now have free rein to reproduce, passing on their resistance genes to their offspring. Pretty soon, the entire bacterial population is resistant to the antibiotic, rendering the treatment ineffective.
That's a scary thought. So it's not just about individual bacteria developing resistance. It's about the spread of those resistance genes throughout the whole bacterial community.
Precisely. And remember those horizontal gene transfer mechanisms we discussed earlier? Conjugation, transformation, transduction. They all contribute to the rapid dissemination of resistance genes.
Right. It's like a bacterial network. sharing tips on how to outsmart our antibiotics.
You could say that, and it's why antibiotic stewardship is so critical. We need to use antibiotics wisely and only when necessary to slow down the spread of resistance.
It makes you realize that even our actions, you know, at the individual level, can have a ripple effect on the global spread of antibiotic resistance.
Absolutely. Every time we take an antibiotic unnecessarily, we're essentially providing a training ground for bacteria to evolve resistance.
Wow. That's a powerful message. But it's not all doom and gloom, right? Scientists are constantly working on new strategies to combat antibiotic resistance.
Absolutely. And understanding bacterial DNA is at the forefront of many of these efforts.
Yeah. One promising area I read about is using CRISPR technology to actually target and disable resistance genes. Could you tell us more about that?
CRISPR is an incredibly powerful gene editing tool. It allows us to precisely target and modify DNA sequences, including those pesky resistance genes.
So we could potentially use CRISPR to kind of like disarm bacteria, making them susceptible to antibiotics again.
That's the idea. And there are already promising studies showing that CRISPR can effectively reverse antibiotic resistance in bacteria.
That's really exciting. It gives us hope that we can stay one step ahead in this evolutionary arms race.
Yeah. There are other exciting avenues, too. For example, researchers are exploring the use of bacteriophages, viruses that infect bacteria,
right,
as a way to target and kill specific bacteria, including those that are resistant to antibiotics.
So we could potentially use these phages as tiny assassins, you know, taking out the bad guys without harming the good bacteria.
Precisely. Phage therapy has shown great potential, especially in cases where antibiotics have failed.
That's amazing. It's fascinating how we're learning to harness the power of nature, you know, bacteria and viruses, to fight disease.
It highlights the interconnectedness of the biological world and the importance of understanding these complex relationships.
Wow, this deep dive has really opened my eyes to the incredible world of bacterial DNA. From the fundamental building blocks to the cutting-edge research, it's clear that understanding bacterial DNA is key to addressing some of the biggest challenges facing humanity.
And it's an area of ongoing discovery. Every day, scientists are uncovering new insights into the intricate workings of bacterial DNA, paving the way for new treatments, innovative technologies, and a deeper understanding of the microbial world.
It's a reminder that even the smallest organisms can have a profound impact on our lives, and that the pursuit of knowledge is essential for shaping a healthier and more sustainable future.
Indeed, the journey into the world of bacterial DNA is far from over. There's still so much to explore, understand, and harness for the benefit of humankind.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the basics of bacterial DNA to the global implications of antibiotic resistance and the promising research on the horizon. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to learn more.
As you should. Keep that curiosity alive, and who knows what amazing discoveries await.
That's a wrap for this deep dive into bacterial DNA. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring.